And one of the questions that I think we wonder about with respect to the parsha of tzitzis is why we wear tzitzis nowadays. After all, none of us have four-cornered garments, and while there is a mitzvah to wear tzitzis if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, and it would be a bittul mitzvah were you to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, but since none of us anyway would regularly wear four-cornered garments, so why is it that we all try to wear tzitzis, even in the summer when it's hot? Not in the base medrash, of course. Not never hot here. Another reason not to leave. Anyway, so I think Pashup Shat, you would say, is because it reflects an attitude towards mitzvos in which we run after mitzvos, we try to do mitzvos asay, even when, technically speaking, we might be able to get out of them. The Meiri writes in Avodah Zarah, Yotas Medalef, Roi la'adam lios rodef achar ha-mitzvos, shalom achmas haschar, elamitshukas hashlemus ratzon boro, v'aschar ba me'elav, v'usha amru b'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od, v'lo v'schar mitzvosav. So a person should run after mitzvos, should desire mitzvos, not because of the reward. Of course, there is reward, but that shouldn't be our motivation. Every mitzvah saseh is something that brings us closer to shlemus. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told us to do it. And therefore, if wearing a beged shel arba kanfos brings us to shlemus, so that's something that we're going to want to do. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Viratz Kitzvi, explain, what are you running like a deer, a gazelle for? So the Rav says, Lirdof achar mitzvos, and the Rambam elaborates in his Pirkei Mishnayos and Mesachas Avos about, from here we see the extent to which a person should be rodef achar mitzvos, and they cite Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to be making the Arei Nidachas on the other side of the Yarden, even though they weren't yet collate, even though there really wasn't much point, because we desire to do mitzvos and the like. And in fact, it comes up in Maseches Kiddushin, I know, where some of us are learning towards the end of the first parak of Kiddushin in the sugya of being Mechabid Zakenim. So the Gemara says, Yachol Yatzim Einav, Mikameh delimti azman chiyuva, dechimat azman chiyuva halo chazilei, dekai mikameh, tamad lomar takum biyareisa. So the Gemara asks, what is the juxtaposition between the paksuk of mepnei seiva takum v'adart pnei zaken and biyareisa melokacha? So the Gemara first says, oh, maybe when you see the chacham coming, you'll close your eyes, you won't stand. Biyareisa melokacha. So the Gemara says, what? Pirshi askinan? Only a Rasha would do that. We don't need the Pasuk to instruct the Rasha that he has to stand up. The Rasha is anyway not going to care about what the Pasuk says. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe what this means is that the halacha is you only have to stand up when the chacham is within four amos. That's a kima sheish bahidr. In fact, if you stand up beforehand, you stand up too early, the chacham is a 30 feet away and you stand up, it might even be a bittul mitzvah, because at that point it's not clear you're standing up for the chacham. By the time the chacham gets close to you, you're already standing, you've lost the chance. So you're supposed to wait, generally speaking, till the chacham is within four amos. So you're someone who mamish learns, and when you're looking at your gemara, you don't see the rest of the world. So you see the chacham, it comes, he's 100 feet away, you know he's heading in your direction, so you start learning. And you're focused on your learning. And Mimela, when the Chacham comes within four amos, you don't notice him. And you might have thought that's okay. And that's what the Pasuk says, that you need Yiras Hashem. Rashi explains over here, what's the pshat? Tamad lomar v'yareisa, yesh lucha lira min hayotzer hayodeh machshavosecha, sh'ata mevakesh tachbulos lihipater mimitzvosav. In other words, it's very interesting. Usually we think of mitzvah as a say in terms of ava, not yira. Here, Rashi and the Gemara is stressing yira. Someone who goes ahead and seeks even legitimate ways to get out of performing a mitzvah. Here it's technically legitimate, because the fact is that if you are engrossed in learning and you don't notice a chacham walking by you, then you haven't violated any mitzvah. So But looking for a tachbula, looking for a way to get out of mitzvos, is a lack of yerushalayim. And in fact, it's interesting. The Biur Halacha quotes this Rashi in a different context. He's talking there, it's in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, with respect to a Kohen walking out and thereby not being chayiv lalos l'duchen. So he writes, this is a terrible thing, because even though it's true, at the time that the chi of mitzvah comes, you're not around. But you see, from our Gemara, this is wrong. He says, "Uve'emes Gemara mefurashu bekidushin la megimel dafilu hu poter atzmo mitzvah sasei kodem delimtis man chiyuva filu hachi nemar alzeh b'yareisam elokacha." You see from our Gemara the importance of not trying to get out of doing a mitzvah. And he cites the example of tzitzis as well. The Gemara Menachos says that a person is punished, at least b'idin rischa, at a time of din, for not wearing tzitzis, even though, obviously, there would be a punishment for wearing a baget shel arba kanfos without tzitzis, but even when you're not technically wearing a baget shel arba kanfos, still, if you're do a kunst to get out of the chi of tzitzis, so that too warrants a punishment. So that, l'chora is the pshat, that's why we all wear tzitzis, because we want to be rodef achar mitzvos. But the truth is that that's not a good answer, or certainly not a sufficient answer. Because while that might accord with one reading of the Gemara Menachos, again, the Gemara Menachos says, b'idan rischa, a person is punished for not wearing tzitzis. So the way that's understood by many Rishonim is that means that it's absolutely wrong and even a punishable offense to do a kunz to get out of the chiyuv of tzitzis. So, for example, somebody who was wearing a bag, wanted to wear a bag at shalarba kanfos, but rounded the corners of his garment in order to exempt himself from wearing tzitzis. So that would be this type of offense. That's the type of offense that the Gemara here in Kiddushin says is wrong. Looking, and the Biur Halacha says is wrong, walking out before Ritzeh for Kohen, rounding the Beget Shel Arba Kanfos, these types of kunsin to try to get out of doing a mitzvah. That makes a lot of sense. But that does not explain our practice for tzitzis. Our practice for tzitzis, which does indeed accord with some of the Rishonim in the Gemara, is different from, I think, any other mitzvah, whereby we go out of our way to be mechayiv ourselves. Nobody here would want to wear a baget shel arba kanfos, certainly not in the summer, and we do it anyway. So it's not just, that's not equivalent to these Gemaras. And, you know, for other mitzvos, there's a Sefer Charedim, I think, that says that you should hire workers, even if you don't need them per se, so you could be in the mitzvah of B'yomo Titen Tzcharo. But we don't generally have that approach for mitzvos. You know, I've sometimes every once in a while you see advertisements for people who want to be mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon peter chamor, so they buy a donkey. But again, that's not something that generally speaking we regularly do for mitzvos, when we wouldn't otherwise be chayev to do this mitzvah. So again, it's certainly wrong to do a kunst to try to get out of the mitzvah, but to basically put yourself into a situation to be mechayev yourself and then do the mitzvah. So that's something that we find with respect to tzitzis. And the question is why? Why is it that we do this? So, l'chora, the answer is to be found in the pasuk. Because the Torah tells us why tzitzis is so important. It tells us that by wearing tzitzis, we'll remember the mitzvos of Hashem. And by not wearing, and this will help us perform the mitzvos, it will prevent us from straying after our heart and our eyes. And therefore, we want that reminder. In other words, it's not just alts the mitzvah shabbat. L'chora, if it was just alts the mitzvah shabbat, so we wouldn't be obligated to unnaturally put ourselves in a situation to be mechayiv ourselves in the mitzvah to then do it. But rather, we want that shmira, we want that purpose. This mitzvah space has a very, very special role, and it's something that we all need. The famous Gemara Menachos, I think, powerfully illustrates it. It's a relatively salacious story. Ma'isa ba'adam echad shahaya zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Shama sheyesh zona b'krachei hayam shenoteles arba meos zuhuvim b'scharas. So this man heard that there was a zona who demanded an extraordinary price. Shigar la arba meos zuhuvim b'kavel azman. So he set an appointment. He even paid in advance. Kashigi azmano ba v'yashav ala pesach. Nichnasa shefchasa v'amr lo. Oso adam sheshigar leich. So the secretary meets the guy in the waiting room, and he sends message to the zona, like that meshugana that sent this crazy amount of money. He's here. Amral he yikanis, come in. Nichnas hitzielo sheva mitos sheish shel kesef acha shel zahav uvein kolachas veacha sulam shel kesef elyona shel zahav. The farshim explain what exactly is the symbolism of the six golden silver beds and finally the golden bed, but for now we'll leave it. Also the Yashva al Gabe al Yona Kshi Aruma. She is sitting Aruma on the top of the seventh golden bed. The Afhu Allah Leshev Aram Kenegda, he's sitting there next to her, also undressed. Ba'u Arba Tzitziyosav the Tafhulo Alpanav. I don't remember my tzitzis ever slapping me on the face. But that's what happened. Nishmat v'yashav lo al karka. So this woke him up. The crazy thing he's doing. Amra lo, gafa shel romi? She'eni menichachat she'tomar li ma'mum ra'isa bi. So she says to him, like, you know, nobody's ever done this to me. Nobody ever got this close, then turned around. So, you know, what mum did you see in me? Amar la, havoda, shelo ra'isi, isha yafe kamosech. No, I've never seen anyone more beautiful than you. Ela mitzvah achas, tzivani alokeinu, Hashem alokeinu v'tzitzishma, v'ksiv bani Hashem alokeichem shtei pa'amim, ani hu sha'asid li para, v'ani hu shashi l'shalim schar. Achshav nidmu alai kedalet edim. So these Arba Kanfos were like Arba Edim. And when I saw these tzitzis, so I woke up. Fascinating conclusion as well. Amr lo eini minichachad shetomar li mashem cha, v'shem ircha, u'mashem rabcha, u'mashem midrashcha, sha'ata lomed bo Torah. So this is a very impressive thing. And this particular zone is very impressive that she learned this lesson. So she asks him, you know, where are you from? Kasa v'nasan biyada, amda v'chilka kol nechaseha. So she goes up, and she's obviously a very wealthy person. She divides all her property. Shlish l'malchus, of course, taxes. So a third goes to the government. V'shlish l'aniyim, a third she distributed to the poor. V'shlish natal biyada, she took a third. Chutz me'osan matzos. Fascinating, she made sure to bring these golden and silver beds. You might have thought that she's doing shuva, that's like the last thing she's going to bring to remind her of her past. But she doesn't. It's very interesting. He had a reminder of tzitzis, and she also takes this reminder of where she came from. Uvasa lebeis midrash Rabbi Chia, where this fellow learned. Amru lo, Rebbe, tzavei alai v'yasuni giyores. Amar la biti shamei nech nasata be'achad min hatalmidim. Hotziak sav miyada v'nasna lo. So she shows Rabbi Chia, this guy, his business card. Amar la l'chi z'chi b'mekchech. So we're not going to talk about the issues of being this guy or for a guy. This was l'shem shemayim, it was okay. And so z'chi b'mekchech. And osan matzo she'tzia lo b'isser, hetzia lo b'hater. Zeh matan schar ba'olam hazeh. Uliolam haba eni odea kama. Oh. So what does it mean when it says the tzitzis slapped him on the face? So I don't think it necessarily literally means they did it, but it means that they woke him up to a certain reality that he obviously was not thinking about at the time. Now, I also don't think that this is something that is automatic. Meaning to say, the reason why these tzitzis reminded him of what's important in life is because he wore tzitzis thoughtfully. And the yesod of tzitzis is exactly that. That we see the tzitzis, and whether it's the Taryag Mitzvos, or the Tchela Shadome Aliyam, and Yam Dome Elaraki, and Rakiya reminds us of Kisei HaKavod, whatever it is. So, the tzitzis act as a reminder, whether you wear them inside or outside. And that is something that's so important. It changed this fellow's life, saved his life. But it's something that can also change our lives. Somebody recently showed me an article in the Journal of Psychology about how small reminders can remind a person not to engage in unethical behaviors. Even small things, they did some experiment about the people stealing office supplies and the like. They also, the article talked about why learning Mussar is important. It didn't mention Mussar, but the idea is that if you're sort of thinking about things that you don't want to do, then when the Nisayon comes, they'll remind you. You'll remember it. But the Yesod, that's the Yesod of Tzitzis. And the truth is we have many, many things in Halacha that are meant to do exactly this. The Rambam tells us that is one of the ideas of Brachos. That Brachos, when we say Brachos so many times a day, and especially before and after we eat, so it reminds us of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Shiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam famously writes about Mezuzah, Chayev Adam Lizar B'Mezuzah Mepnei Shichovas HaKol Tamid V'Chol Zman Shikanes V'Yetze Yifka B'Yichud Hashem Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yizkor Avaso V'Yamod V'Yeyor Mishenaso Vishigyosav Behevle Azman. So what's the Rambam saying? That we all tend to get caught up in Hevle Hazman. That's the nature of life. What's the idea of the mezuzah? When we pass the mezuzah, we are wake up. It's very lush and similar, reminiscent of what he says about the shofar. But this is something that happens every day, many times a day. It wakes us up from the slumber that we are living. V'yeiros mishinaso. It wakes him up. Wakes us up from our sleep. V'yeda she'en davar ha'omed li'olam li'ome olamim el yediyas tzur ha'olam umiyad hu chozer ledato. So like this fellow whose tzitzis slapped him in the face, you return to what you know to be true, but we so frequently forget. V'holech b'darkei meisharim amru chacham ha'rishonim kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho uvizro'o v'tzitzis b'vigdo mezuzah b'pischo muchzak hu shelo yachta. There are so many things that will remind us. We need many reminders because it's so easy to forget. But we also need to be conscious of the reminders. It reminds me of a story. Once I was in a Walmart in Delaware. So apparently people with yarmulkes don't frequent this particular Walmart. And the cashier asked me what that thing was. So I told her. So she says, why do you wear it? So I said, to remind me that I'm in the presence of God. So she says, wow, that's beautiful. Then she waits a couple seconds, and then she says, but does it work? So I said, sometimes. And that's the answer. The answer is, you're right, you know. You can wear a yarmulke all day, and it doesn't remind you. But you could also try to be conscious about it. And reminding ourselves that we're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's so important. And I think, you know, that's just like we said before, you know, In terms of the general halachos, the inyan of wearing tzitzis is not so obvious, but we do it because we need that reminder. And the same thing with yarmulke, you know, from Kiddushin, we know that in terms of the makoros and shas for wearing a yarmulke, it's a little bit shvach, but it's become a minhag Yisrael precisely because that's something that we always need, and we all need. And that's perhaps why we're so zahir in the mitzvah of tzitzis. But I think there's an additional nekuda that we could add that I think also relates perhaps to the rest of the parsha. So we say in the parsha of tzitzis, "V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem asher atem zonim achareihem." So the word "lo sasuru" is very unusual, but it's not unusual in Parsha Shlach. It appears, the word lasur, 8 times in Parsha Shlach. And it kimat doesn't appear anywhere else in the Torah. So clearly, the lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem is invoking the story of the meraglim lasur asaretz in Rashi, highlights that point. Rashi writes on the pasuk, "V'lo sasur achrei levavchem kimo misur asaretz." So do not spy after your heart and your eyes. Rashi explains, "Halev ha'inayim heim miraglim leguf u'misarserim lo es haveros ha'ayin roa v'halev chomed v'aguf osas haveros." So what's the pshat? So the impression you get is that we have a tendency to look outside of ourselves for things that we perceive we're missing. Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, whether that's taiva achrei levav achrei neichem or minus achrei levavchem. And the tzitzis, which we look at, which we're already wearing, reminds us that we don't need to go elsewhere for those things. We have it all here. We're wearing the Taryag Mitzvos. I know that whenever I hear, think of the Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Neichem, I think of Rabbi Cohen. Anyone who sits in this area, the Beis Medrash understands. Certainly if you've ever been to Marsha Kolau. But that's part of the reminder. It's not just, you know, the remez of Kisya Kavod. It's not just a reminder. It's because we could have those two attitudes. We can be lasur achrei halev achrei nayim, which is something that leads to averos. Or we could look down at our tzitzis and see that we have it all here. We don't need to look elsewhere. And when you do look elsewhere, you end up becoming deceived, like the story of the Meraglim. And that's the reminder. That's the reminder that we constantly need. So I think that is why we're so zahir in mitzvah tzitzis. It's not also the mitzvah shabo, it's also the zikaron shabo. And to do that, what we need to do, and you know, wearing tzitzis in that sense is the easy part. Even if it's hot outside, it's a lot easier to still wear the tzitzis. What's the hard part is to wear the tzitzis in such a way that they remind us, they shape our lives, like that fellow who was seemingly so far gone, but still at the same time, because he was Zayir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Not just Zayir that he wore tzitzis, but Zayir to think about the tzitzis. They saved his life. They turned him around, and do the same thing for us.